When you're writing about something like Katrina, there's no lightheartedness anywhere. And it's very difficult to find a moment to breathe. So I thought, since I had personified Katrina, that she had to have a family. The logical place for her family to be would be the other hurricanes of 2005. So I gave each one of them a line, gave them a little bit of a personality. And that's where this came from. Siblings. Arlene learned to dance backwards in heels that were too high. Brett prayed for a shaggy mustache made of mud and hair. Cindy just couldn't keep her windy legs together. Dennis never learned to swim. Emily whispered her gust into a thousand skins. Franklin, far-sighted and anxious, bumbled villages. Gert spat her matronly name against the city's flat face. Harvey hurled a wailing child high. Irene, the baby girl, threw pounding tantrums. Jose liked the whip sound of slapping, and Lee just craved the whip. Maria's thunder skirts flew high when she danced. Nate was mannered and practical. He stormed precisely. Ophelia nibbled weirdly on the tips of depressions. Felipe slept too late, flailing on a wronged ocean. Rita was a vicious flirt. She woke Felipe with rumors. Stan was born business, a gobbler of steel. Tammy crooned country, getting the words all wrong. Vince died before anyone could remember his name. Wilma opened her maw wide, flashing rot. None of them talked about Katrina. She was their odd sister, the blood dazzler.